We are switching gears and talking about boating safety, which was on my agenda, to be honest. It was something I wanted to talk about later on this week because we are still looking at a very active investigation in Old Saybrook this morning. The search continues for two men who remain missing after a horrific, deadly boat crash. It happened late Monday night. It was a group of nine on a boat coming back to Connecticut from Block Island, apparently hitting a jetty at high speed. We've heard from DEEP officials that speed was probably a factor in this, possibly how dark it was when they were coming in, but also no one was wearing a life vest on that vessel. So again, that investigation is far from wrapped up, but I wanted to talk about boating safety in general. And so I am very grateful that Lieutenant William Simpson is joining us now with the Bridgeport Police Marine Unit. You oversee the Marine Unit, Lieutenant Simpson. So I want to thank you for what you do and for coming on. And I'm not going to ask you specifics about the investigation, but talk to us first, if you can kind of set the scene. What exactly are some of the biggest red flags you see when it comes to boater safety in Connecticut?
Yeah, you know, thank you so much for having me on this morning. I truly appreciate it. Two of the biggest things that we concentrate on, especially here in the Marine Unit, are speed and life jackets. Especially for the captains that are operating around in the Sound. We watch the speed because it's very hard to maneuver a vessel or stop a vessel when you're going too fast to handle the vessel. And every single person that's going to be on that boat needs to have a life jacket. So those are really the two big things that we concentrate on, more so than intoxication, to be honest with you.
How important is it as well, Lieutenant, that people know where they're boating? So in this situation with Old Saybrook, there again, we're so far away from this investigation wrapping up, but there are questions about whether or not the boaters knew the waters of Connecticut River and they knew about this jetty because there was an area where there was no waking allowed. I'm curious if you have any insight into boating incidents just strictly because people don't know the area as well as they should.
That's a great question. Wow. Okay, so that was one of the hardest things for me to learn when I first got into the unit was actually learning the water, like learning where the rocks are, where not to go, especially in the Sound. I mean, the Sound's an amazing place to boat, don't get me wrong, but especially in the river, there are some areas where you just – experienced captains will tell you, up drops to 2 feet there. Experienced captains will tell you, hey, listen, we don't go that way. There's a rock cropping. And if you don't know, you don't know what you don't know. And it can make it a pleasurable experience, super dangerous. So, yeah, I can't stress enough knowing. And I'll tell you, some of the incidents that we had in the Sound, we didn't have a lot this year because the captains were on their game. And when I say captains, I mean captains, anybody who takes their boat out, whether they're taking their family out or anything like that. They were on their game this year. We didn't have a lot of incidents. The only incidents we had were new captains who were taking their boats out who either didn't know their vessel, didn't understand how the water works, and didn't know the waterways. So, yeah, knowing the waterways is incredibly important. And real quick, the last thing I would say, especially to these captains, as the boating season ends, if you're taking your family out, if you're taking your family out on the boat, it should not be fun for you. Absolutely not fun. If you're the captain of that boat, it should be stressful from the time that you get into that vessel until the time you go out. And if you're take your family out and have them enjoy it, but your job is to get them back safely.
It's funny that you say it that way, Lieutenant Simpson, because I'm thinking to myself, okay, so what you mean is that you have a job to do. But what's funny is, if we think about it as like a designated driver, right? I mean, that is your job, right? You're picking up the party goers, but you're driving safely to get them home. It's that same concept.
Oh, it's 100%. And I got to tell you, the water changes on the dime. One minute you're having a good time, and then next thing you know, you have 2-3 foot swells out there, and 2 and 3 foot swells don't sound big unless you're in like a 15, unless you're in a little boat. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it becomes a big deal.
I also think that's something we don't talk about that a lot. You know, the fact that when you are getting on a boat, and it doesn't have to be here in Connecticut, it could even be on vacation. I'm thinking to myself back a couple of years ago, my husband and I went on a cruise and we did an excursion and we got on one of these speed boats, probably, you know, a little bit bigger than the one that we're talking about in Old Saybrook, but, you know, got on one of these boats to go to one of the islands, you know, in the Bahamas, whatever. And the boat captain and the two people who are working the boat with him, you know, they've been doing their rum swizzle thing all morning long, right? They're having a good time. And they want that aura of we're having a really great time. But the boat would go up on its side, you know, to, again, give people that idea that we're on a ride. And I didn't really pick up on it too quickly, but my husband was furious. And he said, you're gonna tip us. And he actually walked up to this boat captain and he said, if you don't stop, I'm going to report you, essentially. And what's interesting is he didn't stop. So when we finally got back to shore, my husband did report it. And it turns out that they, you know, obviously have like a regulation. You're not supposed to be, if you're a boat captain, you're not supposed to be drinking, even if you're taking tourists out. But we were on a boat of 15 or 20 people and nobody saw a problem with it. You know, thank God my husband's got, you know, extra sense, if you will, and is like, this is not normal. So I think it's even important if you're getting on a boat and you're seeing that people are just having a good time, including the boat captain, it should be a red flag that, hey, this is not responsible boating.
Yeah, and we had an issue last year of the captains in the area, they all take care of each other. If there's a distress that goes out, all the boaters in the area are looking out for that boat, and everybody wants everybody to get home safe. And we had one incident last year where it was just a reckless captain that had a boating accident and left. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. When you have an accident on the water, it's not just about getting hurt. It's about what happens afterwards.
Right.
Like you drowned, you know, you can you can walk away from a car accident. Now you're swimming and you're stuck in the water, and then somebody's got to find you. I can't stress enough that life jacket. And the ocean, as beautiful as it is, it's always trying to kill you.
It's something that you need to be aware of. And I love that you bring up the life jacket. I think I was hearing from one of the marine units up near Old Saybrook that they were saying, you know, it's great that you got the life jackets on board, but if you're not wearing them until after the fact, they're really not effective. I mean, everybody, no matter your swim skill, boating skill, right, they should be wearing their life vests.
Yeah, and, you know, and when you have an incident happen on the boat, it's that first sense of panic that you have to work through. And the only thing I would say, first thing, life jackets. Second thing, throw the anchor so you don't drift. You know what I mean?
The search is back on right now to find two men who remain missing after a deadly boat crash happened Monday night in the Connecticut River in Old Saybrook. One person died. Six others on board were injured and rushed to the hospital. DEEP officials do believe speed is a factor, but they also mentioned that they don't believe any of the nine people on board were wearing a safety vest. They also mentioned that the time of day, the fact that it was night and there's not a lot of light, could have been a factor. Also, there could be a factor of maybe not knowing the waters as well as they could have. So this morning we are talking to Lieutenant Simpson, Lieutenant William Simpson, oversees the Bridgeport Police Marine Unit, talking about boating safety. And Lieutenant, we know that even though the unofficial end to summer happened, there's still some boating season left. So what would you say, especially as we get out of the summer months and we start to head into more of the fall and maybe some of the weather patterns that happen in the fall months, what are some things that boaters should be aware of?
Okay, so, you know, nighttime comes quick, and when you're on the water, it's amazing how black everything gets, and you can't see anything. If you have instruments, a lot of times if you're going to be boating at night, I wouldn't advise it. But if you are, trust your instruments, make sure your instruments are up to date. If you're going to be out on the water, have at least three means of communication. When you're going to be out on the water, people not on the water know that you're there. So someone who's at home base knows that you're out on the water, what time you're going to be out, and what time you're expected to be back. And obviously life jackets. And be safe. Be safe and really, really watch the tides and pay attention to weather patterns, especially in the Sound. The river's a little bit different, but, you know, the currents – are incredible outside of the Sound, like on the rivers and stuff like that. So, I mean, enjoy it. Have a great time. But just be safe. I personally would try to be back before the sun goes down, personally.
It's true, because it starts to get darker sooner, and people don't think about that. And as I just mentioned, when this group was coming in, according to DEEP officials, it was nighttime. It was, you know, the sun had come down.
It's amazing, too, because you can't see anything. Mm. And then you throw a little fog in there. Stuff out of nightmares. But other than that, yeah, if I was going to go out and if I was going to take my family out, I would be back well before the sun goes down. I'd know exactly what the weather's going to be like to the best of my ability. Life jackets, means of communication, and make sure that my equipment is updated.
Do you believe, Lieutenant, people underestimate? You were mentioning the current of Long Island Sound. And it's funny that you say that, because growing up, I mean, I'm born and raised Connecticut, and my mother used to, you know, go on vacations out to visit her aunt in California. And when, you know, we got older, she brought us out there and we saw where all the surfers go. And wow, you know, the current of the Pacific Ocean, it's amazing. And I remember her saying, you know, it's nothing. We have nothing back home compared to the Pacific Ocean. And I think a lot of people have that mentality of, we don't live near an ocean. You know, we don't live near these wild waters. But then you mention, you know, there is a current. And do you think that we underestimate the power of the waters of Long Island Sound, for example?
Yeah, I do it all the time. And I'll find myself in a situation. I'm like, why is the boat not doing what I want it to do? 100%. It's interesting, right? Tides are tough. Just a perfect example. We had the dive team out the other day doing a nice easy dive. The water, maybe, I don't know, 1 foot swells, not bad at all. Divers hit the water, and one of our more experienced divers came up and was like, that was one of the hardest dives I've ever done. And I'm like, the water looks fine. He goes, nah, once you hit the water, I mean, the current underneath was just unimaginable.
Wow.
And so imagine falling in the water, no life jacket, and then, you know, you go under the water, and then when you come up, you fall off the side of the boat. Next thing you know, you're 20 feet from the boat, and it doesn't matter how hard you're swimming, the boat just keeps getting farther and farther and farther. You know, sometimes it doesn't matter how good of a swimmer you are, that tide's going to take you, and you just got to stay afloat. Yeah. And it doesn't matter how hard you paddle, how hard you stroke, you're not getting back to the boat.
And what amazing perspective you've got a professional. You have somebody who literally works in this sector. This is what they do. And if you have a diver who's saying, man, that was rough. Imagine just the average person. Like, I consider myself a pretty intermediate swimmer there, Lieutenant Simpson. But I can tell you right now, I can't compete with any of your divers. I'll tell you right now, that is quite the perspective. And it makes you think. Makes you think twice about things like not putting your life vest on. And no matter how experienced of a swimmer you think you are, put it on, you know, and just things like that. Just thinking about those items, it's really important, especially as we watch what's unfolding in Old Saybrook this morning. And so, Lieutenant, I want to thank you so much again for the very fast turnaround coming on the show sooner than I probably projected. But I appreciate you making the quick change and coming on this morning. I really do appreciate your time. And I think you have a wealth
of
knowledge.
Can I make one last point?
Of course.
Make one last point before I go. So I just want to say, with everything that's going on, listen to Coast Guard. Coast Guard are some of the most professional individuals that I have ever worked with. And they take safety in the Sound very professional. And I have the Bridgeport Police Department has an amazing relationship with the Bridgeport Fire. We work hand in hand. Fire's got an amazing boat, and every deployment we have, we're out there together. And if we could get the help from the captains that are out there on the water, I think everybody will get back safe.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a team effort for sure. And Lieutenant Simpson, thank you for what you do and for coming on WACC. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You're very
welcome.
Have
a great day.
You too. Stay safe.